You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's May 21st, 2026, and welcome to episode 183 of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall. I'm your host, and every Thursday morning I bring you 15 minutes of video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek. Thank you for tuning into the program today. On this week's show, I'm going to be talking about the game Mixtape, a game that has been a very hot topic of discussion in the last couple of weeks. But for the record, I'm only going to be discussing the game itself and my feelings about the game and not the quote-unquote discourse surrounding it, because it is silly and dumb, and I have too much respect for you and myself to go down that rabbit hole. As always, though, let's kick things off with a look at the news. Today's story comes from GameSpot, and it looks like Summer Games Fest is starting to take shape just a few weeks before the big show, with Sony announcing their next PlayStation State of Play, which will take place on June 2nd. According to the story, this will be one of the bigger State of Play live streams of the year, clocking in at 60 minutes and kicking off with a new look at Insomniac's upcoming Wolverine game, alongside updates, announcements, and gameplay reveals from other studios across the world. Other than Wolverine, some of the titles that might show up at this showcase include Horizon, Hunter's Gathering, the kind of like Fortnite-looking multiplayer dealio, Marvel Token, and the upcoming sci-fi adventure from Naughty Dog, Intergalactic The Heretic Prophet. But other than those somewhat kind of known quantities, Sony seems to be setting expectations pretty high by offering tickets to special screenings of the State of Play being shown at theaters across the country. A move like that says to me that they're pretty confident that this is going to be a big showcase, one that'll get a lot of attention. Some of the studios which haven't revealed their next titles yet include Team Asobo, Media Molecule, Bend Studio, and of course, Santa Monica Studio. Any one of those teams revealing their next game could be a pretty big deal. And following the State of Play, we're going to have Summer Games Fest, their own event on the 5th of June, and then the next Xbox showcase on the 7th. And it all kicks off in, gosh, just about 2 weeks from now. So pretty exciting, and of course, I'll be covering it all during my annual Summer Showcase episode. As I've gotten older, I feel like my memories of when I was a kid have gotten fuzzier, let's say. I remember the broad strokes of things that happened, you know, pivotal moments in my early life, but not so much the tinier details, the specifics. Mostly, you know, I kind of remember how I felt, the emotions associated with major life events. And I do definitely remember the music during those times. I can picture vividly where I was and what I was doing the first time I heard Nirvana's Nevermind or Metallica's Injustice for All. And that's kind of what Mixtape feels like to me. It's like a memory of youth, sometimes wildly exaggerated, and the music that accompanied those times. The game tells the story of three teenagers, Stacy, Cassandra, and Slater, during a period which I think is vaguely the late 90s, as they spend their last day together after high school before Stacy goes off to New York to chase her dream job of being a music supervisor, a job which I didn't really know existed, but is apparently someone who oftentimes works for television or films and basically knows the perfect song for every situation or occasion. Slater and Cass aren't exactly thrilled about this, though, because the three of them had planned on going on this big road trip after graduation, a trip which is now on hold. The story is about what you would expect from a, you know, coming of age high school tale. You know, think Ferris Bueller's Day Off or Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And, you know, you're pretty much on the right track. You've got your fairly common character tropes of, you know, the stoner kid with the beanie and the pathetic mustache, the fairly conservative girl who is rebelling against her controlling dad, and the, you know, quote-unquote hero character who drives the story along and occasionally speaks to the camera, or I guess in this case the player, to break the fourth wall or crack a joke. The trio can be slightly annoying at times, but they're also fairly endearing, I think, you know. Teenagers, basically. What really makes Mixtape stand out for me isn't what story they're telling, though, but how they're telling it. As the kids bounce from house to house trying to get their hands on some booze and getting ready for this huge party happening that night, you will kind of explore and interact with items in their bedrooms and their homes and trigger these memories, which are part MTV music video and part WarioWare minigame. You know, one moment you might be tapping A to the beat to headbang along to Silverchair's Freak while you're cruising the streets of Northern California. And the next, you're racing a shopping cart downhill, running from the cops who just busted a party while Rainbow's Sensitive to Light plays. By structuring the game into this, you know, this mixtape of scenes, it allows the story to, like, move at a really fun, quick pace. You don't really get a chance to, you know, get bored with a mechanic or a scene because they don't last more than a few minutes and then you're on to the next thing. Maybe it would have been nice if there was a little bit more to the mechanics of each chapter. You know, they're pretty simple, but again, they're so short that it's really not that big of a deal. And like I said earlier, these scenes aren't so much a clear, realistic recollection of the past as much as they are emotionally fueled musical memories of how these moments felt when they were younger. Were they really dodging police barricades in this runaway shopping cart and going off a huge jumps? No, probably not. Were they literally flying through the air over fields as they searched for this infamous secret drinking spot in the woods? No, but it probably felt that way at the time. And these fantastical elements make the stories more fun and exciting. And it's a pretty good soundtrack to go along with all of these scenes. There's some Iggy Pop, Smashing Pumpkins, The Cure. Did all of these songs resonate with me and bring me back to my youth? No, I really didn't know a good chunk of them. You know, my teenage soundtrack would be more like Stone Temple Pilots and Soundgarden and basically anything from the Crow soundtrack. But it's still a good set list of good songs that I like, and the songs fit really well with each of the scenes. It all just jives in a way that I think works quite well. The visual style looks great. I really like the aesthetic of this game. The music is good and it fits into the story. And most of the chapters are fun to play, even if the interactivity of them is, you know, fairly minimal. And while the vibes and tone are definitely of a specific time and place, you know, namely suburban Northern California during the 90s. I do think the story of teenage friends trying to have one last night of fun before being consumed by the harsh realities of adult life makes it pretty relatable to, I think, most anybody. And I did find Stacy Slater and Cass to be fairly likable characters, if not a bit obnoxious. Again, teenagers. All right, before we go today, I thought let's have a little bit of fun and play a game. You can play along. Just shout out the answer when you know it. I promise I'll hear you. You will get points. It's called Mystery Dev. So I'm going to name three video games, and you just have to name the developer that made all three of the games. Right? Easy. You know, you know a lot about video games. You're going to get all of these. All right, so let's do it. Round one. The games are Lost Kingdom, Metal Wolf Chaos, and The Adventures of Cookie and Cream. And that developer is From Software, makers of Elden Ring and spooky games. Round two, the video games are Rad, Middle Manager of Justice, and Sesame Street Once Upon a Monster. This one's a little tougher. But that developer is Double Fine. Double Fine. Round three, Fuse, Song of the Deep, and Edge of Nowhere. I doubt you have played any of those games. Maybe one of them. That developer is Insomniac Games, makers of Spider-Man and the upcoming Wolverine. And lastly, round four. This is worth double the points. And the games are A Nightmare on Elm Street, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and Star Fox Adventures. That one might have tipped you off. That's, some people probably got it right there. That video game developer is Rare. Yes, Rare made A Nightmare on Elm Street and a Roger Rabbit game back on the NES. I kind of want to go back and see what those are like. That sounds interesting. So congratulations, you won for getting all those points. Thank you for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, I am your host, John Wall. Have a great rest of your week, and don't forget to save.